Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com the week of Monday, September 18th. Overnight, we had December corn steady, 476 and a quarter. December wheat down 7¾ cents at 596 and a half. And November beans down 2½ cents at 1337 and three quarters. We did have a sale this morning of 123,000 metric tons of beans to China. We had some rains around the country. Northern, northeast Illinois and northwest Indiana got some pretty good rains. The rest of the country had some showers with the exception of the Dakotas and western Minnesota. But overall, I don't think it'll slow down harvest too much. I think we're going to see pretty good numbers on harvested corn and beans tonight. 10 o'clock, we'll get export inspections. They're probably going to be on the low side. We'll get crop progress tonight. I would think we'd see a 1 to 2 percentage point drop in corn and beans here tonight. Palm oil was down 48 ticks overnight. Soybean oil was down 48 ticks overnight, with palm oil showing higher stocks and lower prices that dragged bean oil down. But the crude oil is currently up 115. It's on its year highs for the year out here, so that might temper the palm oil information. It looks like Romania is going to join Poland, Slovakia, and Hungary in banning imports of Ukrainian grain, but they're going to allow transit of Ukrainian grain through their territories. Overall here, we're in harvest. This week we've got Friday night was Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. The old saying on the floor was sell Rosh Hashanah, buy it back 10 days later on Yom Kippur. So we could see some pressure in the grains here. And it generally ties in with the time of year of harvest. So it might work here again. We've got the funds heavily short corn, about 136,000 corn, short 71 wheat, but they're still long 50 beans, 50 oil, and 50 meal. So they might want to come out of some of that. So overall, I would say that the market's going to be under some harvest pressure here. We'll see the Fed action on Wednesday to see if they raise interest rates or leave them alone. I think it's about a 50-50 shot either way, but I don't think they're done raising interest rates quite yet. We'll get export sales on Thursday, but I think this week it's going to be really a matter of hedge pressure out here and funds wanting to get out of soybeans, oil, and meal. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.